You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Four on a Friday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Great to have you aboard. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Ben on the other side of the glass with you. Presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Each and every day, check them out online at DuPaco.com and learn how you can boost your financial well-being. And good show coming up for you. We got a Friday topic for you here in just a little bit at the halfway mark of the program today. We're going to talk about top nicknames as far as the sports world is concerned. So get those ready to go, and we will unleash them coming up at the bottom of the hour here today. We'll take a look back at last night's game in Dyersville. Kirk Ferentz and the Hawkeyes meeting the media, the annual Iowa Football Media Day going on in Iowa City as we speak. And we'll let you know the headlines from that coming up on the program today and get you ready for the weekend in sports. All that and a whole lot more. 319-366-1600. That is your way to get in touch with us via the text line or the phone line, 319-366-1600. Encourage you to do that. Pick up the phone, whichever means available that you choose. Love to hear from you today. And we come your way on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, as well as a KGYM radio stream, the KGYM mobile app, and your smart speaker as well. As Mark joins me from the southwest side, getting ready for his big day. Get some sleep overnight, Mark, and we wish you all the best with the JAG tournament tomorrow.
Well, thank you. And I think all the haze in the barn. Good afternoon to you. Good afternoon to everyone. It's been a great event for 11 years and looking forward to it. And, football season is continuing to count down with Media Day today, Kids Day tomorrow at Kinnick Stadium at noon. We'll get to some of what Kirk had to say here in a bit, but the clock ticks towards that first kickoff.
It does, and that's a good feeling. Still want summer to hang around a little bit, but not too bad as far as football being around the corner. By the way, week zero next week, Mark, your favorite week of the year. A few handful of games as far as high school football is concerned. In earnest, 2 weeks from tonight, high school football kicks off in the state of Iowa. At least next week, if there's not a week zero game, there'll be a scrimmage game. So, right around the corner. And then the week after that, we've got college football getting underway. And I should mention as well, though, that there are a handful of games at first week, a week ahead of the Labor Day weekend as far as college football is concerned. And, it's coming very, very quickly. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. Great to have you aboard as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here on this Friday. And let's start off with Kirk Ferentz and what he has to say as far as Media Day going on down in Iowa City. And nothing too earth-shattering as far as what Kirk had to say, basically talking about a little bit of movement, basically talking about injuries, who is going to be back. That's kind of the way it always goes. You're not going to get anything earth-shattering. Kirk is not starting off his prepared statement by saying, this is it, one more year, or anything like that. So flush that if you were looking for it today.
Yeah, indeed. I thought maybe the most interesting thing so far that I've seen is that Cedar Rapids Kennedy graduate Connor Colby has been working at tackle the past week or so. He's slated on the depth chart to start at guard. He was a very impactful player last year as a freshman. We'll see how that pans out. On the injury front, backup wide receiver Deontay Vines out until probably mid-season with a wrist injury. Vines was one of those players that kind of in competition for that fourth wide receiver slot behind Keegan Johnson, Arlen Bruce and Nico Reganey. Speaking of Keegan Johnson, he and Brody Brecht will not participate in Kids Day tomorrow. But Kirk Ferentz said those two wide receivers, he's hopeful of having back next week. They've been recovering from spring injuries. And finally, super freshman Aaron Graves has turned heads. Kirk Ferentz says he's looked really impressive at this early stage on the defensive line.
Yeah, you can't miss him. No. That's for sure. And, you know, just a couple of other things to throw out there as far as Kirk is concerned. Injury front on the offensive line and possibly a reason why Connor Colby has been working out at tackle a little bit is offensive lineman David Davikoff hasn't been practicing. Also, Gavin Williams, kind of the 1A of the 1A, 1B tandem of Williams's as the running backs for the Hawkeyes. He has been sidelined with an injury as well. So a few early injuries anyway, as far as the Hawkeyes are concerned. But other than Vines, nothing is that is really going to keep anybody out for a significant amount of time, at least at this point anyway.
Yeah, very true. And now your first chance to weigh in on the upcoming Iowa football season. Maybe not the first, but the latest. How many games will the Hawkeyes win this season? We give you three choices, less than 7, 8, or 9 or more. Thanks to Hawkeye Title and Settlement, Highway 1 West in Iowa City.
Yeah, go ahead. And early returns. early returns, at least, as far as a poll question is concerned. 319-366-1600 here on the program today. And Iowa Football Media Day. Players are going to be meeting with the media coming up here in just a little bit as they make their way, I would assume, outside. I don't think we're going to see any rain, so I would imagine it's going to take place outside on the practice facility, but you never know. You never know. And wish they'd get it back to 11 o'clock or something like that, Mark. That would help us out quite a bit. This mid-afternoon business is not good for the folks at KGYM.
No, it's hard to get audio based on our time slots. Perhaps Todd and Alex will have some from between 4 and 6 on the Todd Bromkamp show with Alex Kuhn. But those are basically the highlights as I've gleaned and you've gleaned so far.
Yeah, and we'll find out some in-depth, the great in-depth questions will be coming up a little bit later on. Or maybe they're even underway as we speak. You know, it's not quite Super Bowl media day as far as their questioning is concerned by some of the folks out there, but you hear some doozies at times on football media days, don't you?
You do, and a lot of them came from Al Grady.
Oh, Al.
The late Iowa City Press Citizen writer who would ask such things as, who's the third string long snapper? And Al wanted to dig deep, but he loved his Hawkeyes, and he was a staple at every news conference. And sometimes you get the best information on the side, so to speak. When I was covering the beat, you get Hayden Fry off to the side and maybe by yourself, maybe with a couple others that you were working on a story that, you know, maybe nobody else was. You didn't really want to ask during the press conference, the news conference, because it, you know, didn't really pertain, you know, to the season per se. I don't have a real good example, but oftentimes you get some of the best stuff, quote unquote, on the side.
You do. You do. You also get the questions from some folks, you know, like, not as bad as like, what's your favorite tree and why, but, you know, things like that. Kind of off the beaten path of normal questions for a football Tuesday as far as Iowa players are concerned.
Favorite candy bar, whatever.
Yeah. Favorite thing to eat. Whatever. So, But you find some things at times. Not necessarily with that line of questioning, but you can find some things. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. 15 past 3, and let's dive into last night in Dyersville. The Cubs getting the win over the Cincinnati Reds last night at the Field of Dreams, Major League Baseball / Minor League Baseball Stadium, as the Cubs with a big first inning to come through and win it 4-2 as they get ready to play again, pick that series up tomorrow evening. But, you know, it was the feel-good night we thought it would be, Mark, and, you know, kudos to Major League Baseball. Last year they brought the players out of the corn, accompanied by Kevin Costner. This year, led out by Ken Griffey Sr. and Ken Griffey Jr., who had a catch or played catch, however you want to term it, in the outfield. Had kids out there playing catch. You had Hall of Famers. Good to see Johnny Bench come out of the corn. Good to see some Lee Arthur Smith of the Chicago Cubs. Fergie Jenkins, Ed Al. I thought it was a nice way to start things off last night. Good job by Major League Baseball.
Yeah, and everyone knew it was not going to live up, at least the game and the atmosphere, to the first one last year. But I thought it was okay. But I thought the peripheral stuff was much better than, you know, the game itself. The game itself was uneventful, underwhelming. You know, unless you're a Cub fan, you were thrilled. But by and large, Cubs jumping out to an early lead. Drew Smyly was good. But the Reds are really bad. I think, you know, the things for me that were I really liked, Johnny Bench in the booth was terrific. His interaction with John Smoltz, who is really good, by the way. Bench was really good. I like Joey Votto being mic'd up on the field. And he spoke for a long time.
He did.
While trying to pay attention to what was going on in the field. The downer was Harry Carey, the Harry Carey hologram. It was creepy. They could have dug into YouTube and found... there's 200,000 videos of Harry Carey on YouTube singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. And many of them half in the bag, which would have been good on the video board. But I thought, again, the hologram was kind of creepy. I get it. You're trying to honor past players and past people in the game. But listen, this is a Reds home game. Harry's not singing at a Reds home game, right?
Correct. I wouldn't imagine that would be the case. But I'm sure that Major League Baseball just wanted to get out there and, you know, do what they needed to do. And they did. I'm with you. I did not like it. I did not like it. It was just really bizarre. I don't think it really looked like Harry Carey. That's been the biggest criticism, and I would have to agree on that.
That's what three dimensions will do for you.
It was, no. I'm with you. It should have been on the big board, the video board in left field. Show an old Harry Carey, put a montage together. Lord knows there were enough Major League people that were on this case for getting everything ready for this particular ball game. They could have done something really neat. I think that would have been in better taste, and it would have been better if they pulled that off than what they tried to do with the hologram last night. It missed the mark. It missed the mark last night.
I agree, and I might say lastly that I was visiting with the great track announcer Mike Jay last night on social media, and he made the point that anytime you can draw attention to Iowa, it's a good thing, and he's quite right about that.
He is, and they will not have the game next year. I hope that if they do, and I think they will bring it back. Hey, it makes a ton of money. Let's face it. It makes a ton of money for Major League Baseball. Talked to someone who was up there and said that they were selling the replica jersey T-shirts for north of $60. That's a T-shirt, folks. That's a T-shirt. Major League Baseball is coming back. I just hope that everything they are building up there does not take away from the ambiance of the Field of Dreams movie site and what it was created for. The Major League Baseball stadium, I think, fits in well. I just don't know about an 8-diamond complex and accompanying hotel and dorm. I hope it's not wrecked up there. That's my hope. That's my hope. And I hope that in 2 years, when baseball more than likely comes back, that it'll still have that romantic persona of baseball and the movie.
Yeah, I think Frank Thomas and others will be mindful of that. But it is going to be different when it's all done. And I was talking to you earlier today. Why do we need these complexes? Whether it's here, there, or every weekend I drive by baseball fields that are unoccupied.
True.
These fields, by and large, too, are not for local teams. They're for a team from Illinois, from Minnesota, from New York, from Texas, and cost thousands of dollars to put together a team. And we're getting off at a tangent here. We aren't. I am. But I've seen architects' renderings of it. Looks beautiful. And it seems to be far enough away from the movie site and the Major League field to maybe not disrupt the landscape of things. We won't know it until it's done.
I hope that is the case. Many comments as far as the text line is concerned, and thank you for those. 319-366-1600. Let's start with Sean, our friend Sean from the bus trip. Fox's coverage was excellent, I would agree. And, of course, we found out later in the game the passing of John Smoltz's father earlier in the day. And for John to not let on, A, and to B, do the broadcast, I mean, it says a lot about John Smoltz. I think he's awesome. And, condolences to his family as far as losing his dad. But I thought Fox did an incredible job. That would be the... I would second that. 6429 says, as far as Harry Carey is concerned, for that they could have gotten Will Ferrell, but baseball did what it does best. That is nostalgia and also the passing down of the game from one generation to the next and how baseball really draws on that family connection. I would assume that would be as far as the pregame festivities are concerned. I'm not sure Will Ferrell would have been the best way to go about. I'm still with, let's put a montage together. I think that would have been the best way to go. 5935 says the eyes on the hologram are going to give me nightmares. Yes, don't look directly into the eyes. They got the glasses right, though. They got the glasses right.
Yeah, Sean from the bus trip also mentioning Harry Carey did not realize it was a hologram. I thought it was an actor. It looked weird from behind, but loved him singing.
Yeah, it was weird. It was really, really weird.
I thought it was really cool, too, that Griffey and his son were there with the catch and former major leaguers, stars, of both teams turning out. I'm sure people love to see that.
96-63, they said it was sold out, but I saw empty seats. They sold all the seats. Now, I'm sure that the lines were pretty long. There are always people out doing whatever they need to do. So it was a sellout, no problem about that. 64-39, having the Cubs and Reds play, that missed the mark. Well, yeah, I mean, yes, you kind of knew that the two teams were going to be rebuilding. You didn't know they were going to be quite that far down as far as under 500 is concerned. You can't change that. You can't flex baseball, Mark, because they made special uniforms. There were so many things that went into this. You just can't do that. It's Reds and the Cubs. I mean, who knows what the two teams will be coming up in a couple years. Hopefully when they go back, I think they will go back. And, you know, they may not be having great years. Who knows?
Yeah, you don't know. And whoever mentioned it yesterday, I've really embraced this idea. When and if this thing comes back in a couple of years, an old-timers game, either the day before, a couple days before, a three-inning game before the major league game, whatever it may be. You ought to see Fergie Jenkins throwing to Johnny Bench. I just think it'd be great.
I would agree. 319-366-1600 here at 325. We're going to get to baseball nicknames coming up. Well, sports nicknames. It can be baseball. Got a few baseball ones jotted down here. As you already have some coming in on the text line at 319-366-1600. But hold off on those, and we'll get to those coming up here in just a little bit. And we'll do that after the bottom of the hour break. But right now, we want to get it to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They are next to the Home Depot behind Taco John's. Find them online at emilshideaway.com. Eat local, try their burgers and fries. They are made fresh daily. Wet your whistle with drinks from their fully stocked bar, or bring the whole family for friendly service in their dining area. Thank you to everybody at Emil's Hideaway.
Our favorite subject, the Little League World Series. Davenport will represent Iowa in the Little League World Series, having defeated Missouri this afternoon in the regional final. Brings back memories of Julian Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
When he was with Davenport back in the day, towering over everybody. Reports are out that Twins shortstop Carlos Correa is going to opt out of his contract after this year. Not confirmed by Correa or the Twins, but he does have that option. We shall see what happens as the Twins continue to plummet out of first place in the American League Central. They're playing the second round of the FedEx Cup playoffs in Memphis, St. Jude Classic. Austrian Sepp Straka, who is on our favorite fantasy team.
Yes, he is.
Leading at 10 under par by one stroke over Denny McCarthy, the hottest player on the planet, Tony Finau, J.J. Spahn. They are one stroke back. Play continues this weekend.
Yeah, and I've never been a proponent of the way that, and I'm a golf fan. I'm a golfer. Everything pro golf. Golf, golf, golf. I just do not like the way that they conduct the end of the year. You have a set of rules through the first 95% of the year, and then the last 5%, you change the rules. Sepp Straka could go to number two in the FedEx Cup standings if he wins this particular tournament. He missed six straight cuts coming in.
Never say never.
But, okay, he goes by people on the FedEx. He goes by Finau. He goes by Burns. He goes by major champions. He goes by multiple winners this year. For maybe winning one tournament?
Yeah, I agree with you. He goes past Rory McIlroy, who may not make the cut here. Maybe Scotty Scheffler, who's on the cut line as well. Yeah, I agree with you. I don't like a lot of what NASCAR does, and it's quite
I don't like
either.
That either. I hate yeah. that, too. At least they don't give a five lap head start in the final race of the year.
That is true.
The worst thing ever. is coming up in a couple weeks in golf when the leader in the FedEx Cup is 10 shots ahead of the 30th place person before they even tee off. Don't get me started on that. 0655, before we get to a break here, play the All-Star game in Dyersville. Well, can't next year due to the construction, but that will probably will never happen because of the fact that the cities that host the All-Star game make a chunk of cash off of that. So it's a nostalgic thought, but it's not going to happen. All right, 3:30. We'll take a break, come back. We'll take a look at the weather forecast, and we will get into our Friday discussion. We will talk nicknames in the world of sports with you. So stay tuned. More to come right after this here on the Gym Class on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And we are going to have clouds lingering around as we head through this afternoon. Temperatures will be held to the 70s as a result. Later tonight, we'll still have some clouds passing on by. Temperatures will just drop into the mid-60s. Tomorrow, more sunshine, strong south winds. Temperatures are going to rise into the upper 80s as a result. And it is going to be warmer and much more humid. A cold front comes through. Little to no precipitation expected with it. But it will drop the temperatures and humidity for Sunday. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
At a cooperative like DePaco Credit Union, you're not just a member, you're also an owner. And that means your active participation not only powers the credit union, but promotes financial well-being through education, better rates, fewer fees, and thank yous. A special member benefit that thanks you with extra cash dividends just for using your credit union. Together since 2016, DePaco members have shared more than $20.5 million in thank yous. Find out what you're earning and how you can earn even more by saving, borrowing, investing, and insuring with DePaco. Not a member? Get the details and learn how to earn at DePaco.com/thank yous. Requires credit union membership and thank yous program eligibility. DePaco is federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Good morning, boss.
What's good about it? We're having computer problems again, and we can't get our work done.
Call the help desk.
You mean Hope Desk?
Hope Desk.
I call and hope I get help, but they either stick me on hold or say I'll get a call back in a couple hours. We need help now.
We need to get our work done. We need help now.
Oh. Then you need to call IT Solutions. They don't have a help desk.
Then how do we get help?
Get help now with IT Solutions. They continually monitor their clients' networks so they find and fix over 70% of their technology problems before they interrupt the workflow. If your current IT company says they do that, then why do they need a hope desk for you to call for your technology problems? With IT Solutions, on the rare occasions their monitoring misses something, when you call, you never just hope. You get help now.
We need to get our work done.
Learn more online at WeNeedHelpNow.com.
WeNeedHelpNow.com.
Update the lighting in your home and save 11% on everything now at Menards. Ultra-thin Juno LED downlights are a time-saving solution for new recessed lighting. They're easy to install anywhere without the need for recessed housing. Add bright, energy-efficient indoor or outdoor lighting to your home. Get 11% off all recessed lighting now at Menards. Good through August 14th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Welcome back to the Gym Class 333 on a Friday edition of the show. Great to have you aboard. Scott, Mark, and Ben with you, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn comes your way next right here on KGYM from 4 until 6. And Major League Baseball over the weekend, Yankees, Red Sox. Whether you want it or not, you're going to get it from ESPN every time they play. And we will have it for you coming up, I believe, it's 5:30, I want to say, tomorrow. 4:30 or 5:30. And then the Sunday Night Baseball game of the week. Mark, should add this to addendum to your scoreboard, but this coming down this afternoon out of the recruiting world, West Des Moines Dowling quarterback Jackson Smolik, who decommitted from Tulane earlier this week after he had a very, very good summer, according to all of the scouting services, has committed today to James Franklin at Penn State.
Oh.
So the senior-to-be for the Dowling Maroon could play, who knows, against Iowa down the line at Kinnick Stadium if he stays at Penn State and if he becomes the starting quarterback for the Nittanies. So there you go.
I think that was a change of heart sort of thing because Penn State had looked at him earlier anyway, and I believe I had offered. So I think it was more of a change of heart thing there than anything than James Franklin coming in late and persuading him otherwise, which he did, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Hey, before we leave Field of Dreams here, 79-68 with a very good way to kind of shift us from one topic to another. I really do love the Field of Dreams game. It makes me treasure the fact that I'm a dad. So, yeah, awesome stuff. Awesome stuff. And that was the way they started the evening last night in Dyersville. 319-366-1600. We're going to talk sports nicknames right now with you out there. That is our Friday topic. Love to hear from you. Again, 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. Couple to get things underway, 1757 with one of the top of all time. And that, of course, Mark, a man that is near and dear to your heart, the late, great Walter Payton, known simply as Sweetness.
It's one of the best.
Was one of the best running backs, too. One of the best running
backs. There's a lot of good nicknames out there. I mean, Refrigerator Perry, he was a bear.
True.
He got the touchdown instead of...
Don't say it.
Sweetness that day, yeah.
Still the only thing, and I'm not a big Bears fan, but that still to this day really irks me. Sorry. It just does. It irks me that Walter Payton did not get a touchdown in the Super Bowl, but the refrigerator did. So there you go. I'll just say that and move on. 69-21.
No, go ahead there. This is one I didn't think about, and I think it's terrific. Go ahead.
69-21. What is it? Rudolph Walter Nandarone from Pool. Billiards, if you will, a.k.a. Minnesota Fats.
That's a great one.
That is a good one. That is a good one. 319-366-1600. Nicknames coming down the line here. Sports nicknames. Individual nicknames. Team nicknames. 1972 helping us out with one that is still out there as a team nickname. But thank you for that. Appreciate it. At 1972. Let's start with... I'm going to start with a couple that I have, Mark.
Okay.
Just to get the ball rolling here a little bit. Number one, I think this is one of the best ones of all time. I am not big on the taking your name and shortening it or coming up with something of that, but this one is a little bit of an exception because it is just well thought out, and that, of course, is the great Cardinal shortstop Ozzie Smith, who was the Wizard of Oz.
Mm-hmm.
They used the shortened Oz from Ozzy, of course, but attached the Wizard to it. Or just the Wizard. Whatever. You know, you can go both ways as far as that is concerned.
I like it. And you should tell people out there, we don't want to really go down the road of Chris Bermanisms like Bert Be Home, Bly Lovin'. You know, let's take that off the table. Actual nicknames of athletes. I turn to my team, so to speak. Love Jim Mudcat Grant, the pitcher. I mentioned the refrigerator. My list is long, Scott. Let's move on.
It is. My list is long as well. And the basketball world, how about Allen Iverson, the answer? One of my favorites right there. One of mine. 8117 on the text line. The famous or infamous, he hate me. From back in, what, the XFL days? There you go. Good one by 6429, Mark.
I did not refresh. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. 6429 from the NBA world. I think one of the most underrated players, by the way, of NBA history. The human highlight film, Dominique Wilkins.
Yeah.
Like that one. I like that one. And you can throw in there as well, Charles Barkley as the round mound of rebound.
And Carl, the mailman Malone.
Like that one as well. Always delivering. Jeff on the text line. Jim Catfish Hunter.
Like it?
The A's had all kinds of players with nicknames back in that era, as far as Oakland A's Charlie Finley baseball is concerned.
Yeah, that was before Mr. October became Mr. October, right?
Correct. He was an Oakland A back then. Reggie Jackson was, before he went after the money in New York and then out on the West Coast after that. World of the NFL from 12:38. The Cowboy linebacker Thomas Hollywood Henderson, who probably made more headlines in a negative way off the field than he did in a positive way on the field.
That is very true. 31-91, a man after your own heart, Scott. The Intimidator, Dale Earnhardt.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. One of the best nicknames of all time. You go into racing, there are some great nicknames as far as racing is concerned, especially again in the late model dirt racing. And I'll just throw this one out here. Maybe the best nickname right now going in sports comes from the world of late model dirt racing, and that is the Hall of Famer, the great Scott Blomquist, known simply as Black Sunshine.
Uh-huh.
And if you know Scott Blomquist in racing, you know why. It's a great nickname for him.
A couple good ones in boxing, Scott. I always like Marvelous Marvin Hagler.
Yep.
And Thomas, the Hitman Hearns.
Good one right there. How about Jake LaMotta, the Raging Bull?
Yeah.
That's a good one as well. From one of my teams, 8117, coming up with Christian Akoya, the Nigerian Nightmare.
Yes.
What a fun, fun player he was following the Chiefs in those years. Still repercussions from the hit that Steve Atwater put on Christian Akoya, though. That was one of the greatest NFL tackles and hits of all time. Steve Atwater won that one.
McCoy was really good, though, wasn't he?
He was.
0199, Billy White Shoes Johnson.
Yeah, the guy that brought the end zone dance to the National Football League in a big way after a great kickoff and punt returner for the Houston Oilers.
I think still wears white shoes about everywhere he goes.
Yes, he does. That is his moniker. That is his moniker out there. Look, back to boxing, 71-48. Hector Macho Camacho. Like that one.
Another bear, Steve Mongo McMichael.
There you go. Yeah. Speaking of Steve Atwater, says 38-92, must be a Bronco fan. The Smiling Assassin is Steve Atwater. Great guy.
Jack Tatum had a similar nickname, didn't he?
He was just the assassin.
Yeah, he was just the assassin.
Steve Atwater is the Smiling Assassin. Another great nickname right there. Talking great nicknames in the world of sports with you at 319-366-1600. Here is our Friday topic rolls on. Who knows? Might be the last one here.
if not the last one, maybe the penultimate of 2022, Mark.
Come on, Scott. What, the one of the great White Sox of all time.
The Big Hurt?
What? Huh?
The Big Hurt?
Yes.
Frank Thomas? One of the few nicknames that Ken Harrelson hit upon was the Big Hurt. And still, yeah, very much so. Very much so. Hakeem the Dream Olajuwon.
Like it?
Or Hakeem Olajuwon. Of course, when he first made a name for himself, it was when he was playing for the University of Houston as a freshman, Mark, against the Iowa Hawkeyes in a basketball tournament. They used to have in-season basketball tournaments on campuses, kids. Look it up. He made his first appearance. He was Hakeem Abdul Olajuwon. Look it up.
I believe you. 71-48, the Penguin, Ron Say.
Loved watching Ron Say run. I don't know why. It's just that's why he was the Penguin. The way he walked and the way he ran, he exactly like a penguin. Good man right there. Another great one from Richard. George Gervin, the Iceman. Who amongst us in the age bracket from, what, 48 to 58, Mark, who were listening to the program, did not have the poster, "The Iceman Cometh," on yeah. their wall? I did. George Gervin of the San Antonio Spurs.
That was after Farrah Fawcett went out of style. So
I mean, well, yeah. May I cannot confirm nor deny that that was also on the wall.
93-43. I can't remember his actual name, but the Iowa wrestler named the Starch. Get Ironside on the line, will you?
Well, we'll do some digging on that.
Starch. Help us out, folks.
The Starch. All right. Clyde the Glide Drexler from 84-62. Another Houston Cougar from that terrific Phi Slamma Jamma team. By the way, if you're talking about nicknames for teams, there's one of the best ones right there. The University of Houston Cougars under Guy Lewis, Phi Slamma Jamma.
Yeah. Bruce Kim's favorite pitcher, Mark the Bird Fidrich.
Yeah, very true. Very true. Evan the Oven Simpson, former defensive line recruit for Iowa, then transferred with Bill Snyder over to K-State. Yes, and somebody also putting up Phi Slamma Jamma right there. How about 0199, Mark? This is a good one.
Jack Hacksaw Reynolds, the great linebacker, right?
Of the L.A. Rams. Hacksaw Reynolds. From the golf world, although one of these two, I think, are not even getting along in this text from 8077, Mark, because they have been warring this week. That would be Greg the Shark Norman and Freddie Boom Boom Couples. They are not getting along this week.
No Christmas cards exchanged this year.
Fred Couples said, never liked Greg Norman now, never liked him when we were playing. Wow. Laid it out on the line right there, though, didn't he?
He did. 58-50 with a 45-inch vertical and an NCAA title. Louisville's Daryl Griffith, Dr. Dunkenstein.
Yeah. Of course, won that title the year Iowa went to the Final Four, back in 1980 at Market Square Arena in Indianapolis. 1064 says, Oil Can Boyd. Dennis Oil Can Boyd. Remember, never really climbed to great renown as far as pitching prowess is concerned. The Dream Team from Jeff. A big moniker right there as far as a sports entity is concerned. Andre the Giant from the world of professional wrestling. Is Mike Evans the Starch, says 93-43. Could be. I'm going to have to, yeah. I'll ask Ironside tonight. Kyle about Bone Crusher Williams, a former Iowa recruit? And the big human, Richard Cottrell, says 64-29. We're diving real deep here at 349.
Another one for the fridge, William Perry.
There
How about
go.
Pistol Pete?
Like Pistol Pete Maravich. That was a good one. Earl the Pearl Monroe. This is 93-49. Good one as well. How about Penny Hardaway? Anthony Penny Hardaway. Doing marvelous things in Memphis right now.
I always liked John Powell. Boog.
Boog. The Boog.
I think it was John.
I can look. We'll look that one up. 1165 says Calvin Johnson Megatron. Great nickname. Great nickname. The Glove, 7193. Or the human vacuum cleaner of Brooks Robinson, right?
You people are coming through, man. This topic, the text line is flying, isn't it, Scott?
It is. That it is. Someone who started his career at USC in basketball ended at Iowa. That would be Gary Wright, Sir Jamalot. Remember him?
I do. There were not. I couldn't remember a lot of Iowa basketball players besides the Vanilla Gorilla Al Lorenzen, who had nicknames.
One of the great nicknames of all time, by the way, the Vanilla Gorilla. And not sure. Was that, the late, great Al McGuire that gave him the moniker Vanilla Gorilla?
It could have been. It wasn't me when I was covering those teams back then. It wasn't you. You graduated around that time.
With him, as a matter of fact.
With him, actually, yeah. I don't know. I have to ask Al, but it could have been Al McGuire.
The Glove, Gary Payton, from the NBA world. Oh, this one's going to make me tear up before we get to a break here. 98-43 may have won the day with the great Mike the Tree Henry, one of my favorite college basketball players of all time. Tree Henry.
Like it.
That's a good one. We'll take a quick break. Come back. More of your nicknames after this here on KGYM.
Because we have so many clients referring us to their friends, I think that's our biggest, best story. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. I really think it's about us building that relationship and being an extension of their business. And even if I am just talking on the phone to them, you can see that smile on their face and know that another problem is solved.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
We need to hire for another position. No problem. It's not like I'm already trying to juggle 5 job sites, screen candidates, schedule interviews, and, you know, do my job.
You've had it, and we get it. JobFunnel simplifies your search. Fill out info once, and we post it to all the big job sites. JobFunnel makes it easy to prioritize applicants, keep track of things, even send bulk email responses, all from one streamlined hub. Go to KZIA.com and click on JobFunnel to get started. Breathe. JobFunnel's on it.
Going over sports nicknames to cap things off here on a Friday edition of the Gym Class. Todd and Alex coming your way next here on KGYM. The text line does not disappoint. 4267, the late, great Bruce Sky King for the Iowa basketball team. Thank you for that.
Well, there's more than I thought. That says a lot about my memory.
Downtown Freddie Brown. From the Iowa 1970 team, as well as the Seattle Supersonics, who I still would like to have back as far as the NBA is concerned.
Oh, my goodness. Going way back, Glenn the Stick Vednovic. The Stick might be listening right now in his garage.
Might be.
Over a beer, I don't know.
Might be.
Robert, sorry, Stick.
Robert Tractor Trailer, says Adam. On the text line. And prime time, of course, Deion Sanders. We've got Irvin Magic Johnson in here. And he's throwing local hero Daryl Pookie Hobbs out there as well. Pookie might be listening.
Why not?
Why not? The Twin Towers, Greg Stokes and Michael Payne. Back to the day. Oh, man. Good stuff right there. 319-366-1600. We'll get a few more in. Kenny the Snake Stabler, another one. Top sports nicknames. Nobody's throwing Big Poppy out there. Huh?
Yeah.
David Ortiz. You mentioned Mark the Bird Fidrich out there. How about the Spaceman Bill Lee? I was waiting to get that one in.
I got a text from my friend Guy who mentioned Vidnovic, but also Dave the Cobra Parker.
Oh, yeah. Still the greatest outfield assist of all time at the King Dome in the All-Star game from deep right field. May have had and possessed the greatest outfield arm in baseball history. At least one of them was Dave Parker. Got so many... coming down the line here.
From Iowa Football 3191, Josie Jewell, the Outlaw.
Yeah.
And a clarification on the Iowa wrestler, Mike Evans. It wasn't starch. It was the stash.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now it makes sense.
Stash, yes.
Now it makes sense. Thank you very much. Thanks to everybody out there. Great topic. Thank you for the interaction. As always, we appreciate it. And, like I said, maybe one more coming up next Friday here on the Gym Class here on KGYM. As we've got Todd and Alex waiting in the wings. Part two for Todd today. He filled in for Spencer on sports. If you missed that, you can visit the podcast at KGYMradio.com, Apple or Spotify. Still coming in. Fran McCaffrey, White Magic. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Richard Bass, the rolling ball of butcher knives. From Hayden Fry.
Okay, there's more than we can get to, and we so appreciate the listeners coming through for us.
Yeah, indeed we do. And we've got Boston and the Yankees coming up this weekend. Big games, especially as far as the New York Yankees are concerned, as they try to stay out in front of a very, very good American League East. We'll be back with you next week. We'll start diving in more as far as football is concerned, as we... we'll then be a week away from the start of high school, 2 weeks from the start of college in earnest, and we've got preseason week number one coming up. They had a couple games last night, and Mark, you and I, it will be some semblance of your Bears against some semblance of my Chiefs tomorrow at 12 noon at Soldier Field.
Although I see Pat Mahomes is going to play, huh?
He is going to play. Wanted to play, will not play much. And hopefully he is in bubble wrap tomorrow. Don't hurt our quarterback.
Roquan Smith won't be out there, so you don't have to worry about it.
I think we'll be all right with that. All right. Mark, have a great weekend.
You as well. Talk to you Monday.
All right. Todd and Alex coming your way next on KGYM. Have a great weekend, everybody.
5X480, Dayton B100 V-Belt, one of the many parts Granger carries. It's also the